Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter at a time. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and we are in Uganda at Reaching Africa's Unreached, and we are in Numbers chapter 4 for day 187 of our three-year journey through God's Word. Numbers chapter 4. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for a beautiful morning, nice, cool, beautiful morning here in Uganda. Thank you, Father, for the beauty of your word and for the sweetness of your word and for the privilege it is for us to gather together and study your word together. We pray that you would teach us by your spirit and that you would grow us in Christ today. We pray this in his name and for his glory. Amen. Amen. Numbers chapter 4. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "Take a census of the sons of Korah, from among the sons of Levi, by their clans and their fathers' houses, from 30 years old up to 50 years old, all who can come on duty to do the work in the tent of meeting. This is the service of the sons of Kohath in the tent of meeting, the most holy things. When the camp is to set out, Aaron and his sons shall go in and take down the veil of the screen and cover the ark of the testimony with it. Then they shall put on it a covering of goatskin and spread on top of that a cloth all of blue and shall put in its poles. And over the table of the bread of the presence, they shall spread a cloth of blue and put on it the plates, the dishes for incense, the bowls and the flagons for the drink offering. The regular showbread also shall be on it. Then they shall spread over them a cloth of scarlet and cover the same with a covering of goatskin and shall put in its poles. And they shall take a cloth of blue and cover the lampstand for the light with its lamps, its tongs, its trays, and all the vessels for oil with which it is supplied. And they shall put it with all its utensils in a covering of goatskin and put it on the carrying frame. And over the golden altar they shall spread a cloth of blue and cover it with a covering of goatskin and shall put in its poles. And they shall take all the vessels of the service that are used in the sanctuary and put them in a cloth of blue and cover them with a covering of goatskin and put them on the carrying frame. And they shall take away the ashes from the altar and spread a purple cloth over it. And they shall put on it all the utensils of the altar which are used for the service there, the fire pans, the forks, the shovels, and the basins, all the utensils of the altar. And they shall spread on it a covering of goatskin and shall put in its poles. And when Aaron and his sons have finished covering the sanctuary and all the furnishings of the sanctuary as the camp sets out, after that the sons of Kohath shall come to carry these. But they must not touch the holy things, lest they die. These are the things of the tent of meeting that the sons of Kohath are to carry." And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, shall have charge of the oil for the light, the fragrant incense, the regular grain offering, and the anointing oil, with the oversight of the whole tabernacle and all that is in it, of the sanctuary and its vessels. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "Let not the tribe of the clans of the Kohathites be destroyed from among the Levites, but deal thus with them, that they may live and not die when they come near to the holy things. Aaron and his sons shall go in and appoint them each to his task and to his burden, but they shall not go in to look on the holy things even for a moment, lest they die." The Lord spoke to Moses, "Take a census of the sons of Gershon also, by their fathers' houses and by their clans. From 30 years old up to 50 years old, you shall list them, all who can come to do duty, to do service in the tent of meeting. This is the service of the clans of the Gershonites in serving and bearing burdens. They shall carry the curtains of the tabernacle and the tent of meeting with its covering and the covering of goatskin that is on top of it and the screen for the entrance of the tent of meeting and the hangings of the court and the screen for the entrance of the gate of the court that is around the tabernacle and the altar and their cords and all the equipment for their service. And they shall do all that needs to be done with regard to them. All the service of the sons of the Gershonites shall be at the command of Aaron and his sons, in all that they are to carry, and in all that they have to do. And you shall assign to their charge all that they are to carry. This is the service of the clans of the sons of the Gershonites in the tent of meeting, and their guard duty is to be under the direction of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. As for the sons of Merari, you shall list them by their clans and their fathers' houses. From 30 years old up to 50 years old, you shall list them, everyone who can come on duty to do the service of the tent of meeting. And this is what they are charged to carry, as the whole of their service in the tent of meeting: the frames of the tabernacle with its bars, pillars, and bases, and the pillars around the court with their bases, pegs, and cords, and with all their equipment and all their accessories. And you shall list by name the objects they are required to carry. This is the service of the clans of the sons of Merari, the whole of their service in the tent of meeting, under the direction of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. And Moses and Aaron and the chiefs of the congregation listed the sons of the Kohathites by their clans and their fathers' houses, from 30 years old up to 50 years old, everyone who could come on duty for service in the tent of meeting, and those listed by clans were 2,750. This was the list of the clans of the Kohathites, all who served in the tent of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron listed according to the commandment of the Lord by Moses. Those listed of the sons of Gershon by their clans and their fathers' houses, from 30 years old up to 50 years old, everyone who could come on duty for service in the tent of meeting, those listed by their clans and their fathers' houses were 2,630. This was the list of the clans of the sons of Gershon, all who served in the tent of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron listed according to the commandment of the Lord. Those listed of the clans of the sons of Merari, by their clans and their fathers' houses, from 30 years old up to 50 years old, everyone who could come on duty for service in the tent of meeting, those listed by clans were 3,200. This was the list of the clans of the sons of Merari, whom Moses and Aaron listed according to the commandment of the Lord by Moses. All those who were listed of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron and the chiefs of Israel listed by their clans and their fathers' houses, from 30 years old up to 50 years old, everyone who could come to do the service of ministry and the service of bearing burdens in the tent of meeting, those listed were 8,580. According to the commandment of the Lord through Moses, they were listed, each one with his task of serving or carrying. Thus they were listed by him, as the Lord commanded Moses. That's Numbers chapter 4 in the English Standard Version, ESV. Well, we have here the further organizing of the care of the tabernacle and all of its furnishings by the tribe of Levi. Everything is so well organized and so well thought out. God is a God of beauty, as we see in the beauty of the things in the tabernacle. God is a God of glory, as we've seen repeatedly throughout the scriptures, as he comes in glory to redeem his people from Egypt, as he leads them on with the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, as Moses' face shone with glory from being in the presence of the Lord, as the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle upon its dedication, as everything inside the tabernacle was covered in gold. So God is a God of beauty, God is a God of glory, but God is also a God of order. He orders everything and puts everything in its place. And so Aaron and his sons, Eleazar and Ithamar, are the priests, and they are in charge of everything in the tabernacle. But the practical needs of this are way too much for three men to carry. They can't possibly take good care of everything that's involved in the tabernacle. All of the furnishings and the fixtures and the curtains and the veils and the clasps and the rings and the utensils and the pans and the ashes and all of that. It needs to be cleaned. It needs to be maintained. It needs to be properly transported, because they are a nomadic people at this time. They are going from place to place. And so God divides up the Levites into three divisions according to the sons of Levi. So the Kohathites are given the most precious job, and that is they are to care for the furnishings and the material that are actually inside the tent of meeting. So they are given charge over these most holy things, the lampstand and the table of presence and, you know, all of the things that are in there, altar of incense. And they're all cared for very specifically because the Kohathites are not priests. So they're not allowed to handle these things directly. They're not allowed to look at these things. So Aaron and his sons would handle these things. They would be the ones to actually clean them, to actually cover them. But only after they were covered, and almost everything's covered with a cloth of blue and then with a goat skin. The cloth of blue is probably soft, right? And blue is the color of heaven. These are heavenly things. And then goat skin is a little bit rougher, but it's a little tougher, and it's able to endure the difficulty of travel, and that is very earthly. The tabernacle is the place where heaven and earth meet. So there's symbolism here as well as practicality. You want what's against these gold-covered things to be soft, but then you want the outer covering to be more rugged and durable. And they have to put the poles in. Only then could the sons of Kohath come in. They cannot overstep their bounds. They cannot go and just do what they want to do. They have a place assigned by God, and they have to be faithful to that duty with some very significant consequences if they don't. And then the second group are the sons of Gershon. And the sons of Gershon are, they're taking care of the curtains and the covering of the tabernacle itself, the tent of meeting. So there's what was in the tabernacle itself, the tent of meeting, and then there's the curtains and the covering of the tent of meeting. And those would be thick. I mean, there's layers. You remember from when we were in Exodus, there's the layers of blue and purple and scarlet and the goat skin. So there's layers, thick, and they would all have to be bundled up, and they would all have to be properly cared for. They'd have to be sewn if they got torn. They'd have to be replaced if they were worn out. All of this, all of taking care of it, was put into the hands of the sons of the Gershonites. And then you have the outer part of the tabernacle, the outer curtain, and all the frames and bases. Remember when we were in Exodus, this frame and this base and this stand and this ring and this frame and this base, all the way around, right? So that's all given to the sons of Merari. There's a lot of people involved in this service. And it's very deliberate for God to provide 2,750 people from Kohath, 2,630 people from Gershon, 3,200 people from Merari, a total of over 8,500 people who are all going to share in the burden. The tabernacle is, again, a picture. It's a picture of Christ. It's a picture of his gospel, of the salvation that Christ brings. It's a picture of the right worship of God. And then it becomes a picture of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ as well. As we are the body of Christ, as we are the place where the gospel is preached, as we are the place where God is worshiped, as we are the manifestation of God's presence on earth. So I think we can draw a practical application from this and say all believers are called to a place of service within the church. And as we all give, as we all take our place, as we all contribute to what's been assigned to us or what we are gifted for, what we are called to, the church is blessed and the church grows and the church glorifies God without any one or two people getting overburdened. Sadly, what's happening in America right now is about half or more of professing Christians don't go to church and are not affiliated with any church. I think there's a lot of reasons for that. There's a kind of perfectionism. There's a kind of privatism. There's a kind of desire to just, you know, have what you want that you can pick off the internet. There's guys on the internet who are way better preachers than any preacher in your local area, so you think, or what have you, or we want our privacy, or I don't know, there's 101 excuses. But over half of professing Christians in America are not involved in a church at all. And of the other half, or less than half, who are actually involved in a church, most of those come two or three Sunday mornings a month to the worship service only and don't do anything to actually serve the church, to actually be a part of the care and the ministry of the church. It's about 10 to 20% of the people who come who are actually involved in the ministry of the church. Now, we're blessed at Forest Hill to have a core group of very dedicated and hardworking people who set up the church every week and tear it down because we're in rented space, who, you know, serve on the music team, who serve in the nursery, who teach Sunday school. And we're blessed, and I'm very thankful. I'm very thankful, but I know lots of pastors of small churches where the pastor and his family have to do almost everything because hardly anybody else feels a sense of ownership in the church. I'm so thankful that's not the case at Forest Hill. But I think all of us need to realize every member, every Christian should be a member of a church, and every member of the church should have a ministry in the church. And I don't know if we believe that, but that's true. And I think that's something we can glean as an application from this text. Every Christian should be a member of a church, and every member of a church should have a ministry in the church, whether that's greeting people, ushering people, working in the nursery, helping to clean up, helping to set up, visiting the elderly, visiting shut-ins, visiting people in the hospital, sending out cards of encouragement. There are 101 things that can be done within a church, and frankly, most of them just go undone because there's no one to do them. So just as God organized the clan of the Levites so that the burden would be shared and everyone would have their part to do, but no one would be overburdened, so let's pray that God would do that in His church today. Father, thank You for the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our salvation, who is our redemption. Thank You that we are privileged to be a part of Your kingdom on earth, a part of the place where Your glory dwells, where You are worshiped, where Your gospel is proclaimed, where people come to know You. That is an honor and a privilege, and we are thankful. But Father, help us to be more dedicated to serving Your church. And Father, raise up more people to serve Your church. May all Christians, all people who know You, realize that just as they are called to belong to You, they are called to belong to Your church. And if they're called to belong to Your church, they're called to serve in Your church, ministering the grace of God in its various forms. Move in our hearts, move by Your Spirit, call us to repentance, call us to obedience. By Your power and for Your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining me for Numbers chapter 4. Tomorrow, day 188, we are going to be jumping back to Galatians for Galatians chapter 2. And as always, I hope you have a blessed day in the Lord.